Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. VH1's hit series Black Ink Crew Chicago follows the day-to-day operations and drama inside 9 Mag, sought after tattoo shop in the Windy City. This season, new artists emerge, familiar faces return, as the crew strives to salvage the true identity of 9 Mag Tattoo. Starring in Black Ink Crew Chicago is Ryan Henry, owner of 9 Mag, reclaiming his throne as the shop's boss and the tattoo kingpin of Chicago, star of the critically acclaimed tattoo documentary Color Outside the Lines, and former shop manager Charmaine Walker, on-air personality at Chicago's number one urban radio station, TV host for The Jam's All Things Charmaine segment, owner of an apron line, and host of a cooking show on YouTube. Ryan and Charmaine, stars of Black Ink Crew Chicago, Tuesdays 8 Eastern Pacific on VH1, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Rick. That was such a great intro. Thanks for having us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It is a pleasure. And, Ryan, I'll start with you. This season, we see you, as I said, reclaiming the throne, rebuilding not only the business but friendships as well. How is this going from your perspective so far?
Oh, man. I mean, it's a great feeling. Like, I feel like over the seasons, people have seen me grow, rise and fall. And from that, I've only just taken all of my downfalls as experience and lessons. So now I can apply that to how business needs to be run and, you know, how much of a better person and friend I can be to everybody around me.
Charmaine, from your perspective, so far it looks like we're seeing a lot of tension, but some resolutions as well. What are we going to see the rest of Season 5 of Black Ink Crew Chicago?
The rest of Season 5, you will continue to see us go through our ups and downs. And like you said, there are downs, but there are ups as well. You know, the tension's going to be there when you're dealing with a lot of different personalities. But obviously, we're all grown men and women, so we definitely try to see things in a different view and have the resolutions. But you'll see some very interesting things. You know, Ryan has moved on to a new shop. But we do all get to come together, and personally, in my relationship, you will see me grow tremendously in my relationship with my man.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. We've actually seen that in the last episode. Talk about that. You've got your parents there. The M word is sort of thrown around. What was that like, sort of the world seeing behind the curtain of your relationship?
The world being behind the curtain of my relationship, so far, it's not so bad. But, you know, I just think it's important for me to keep, like, a certain part of my relationship to myself. So I try to put everything out there as I can, but also, you know, I don't want to put all of my business out there. I want to, this is my real relationship, so it's not the easiest, but I still want to be relatable and for the fans to, you know, be able to see me go through real things in my relationship, but so far, it's not too bad, you know what I mean? I have a great man that's able to handle everything that comes with me.
Ryan Henry, Charmaine Walker, with us on This Week in America, stars of the VH1 hit series Black Ink Crew Chicago, Tuesdays 8 Eastern Pacific, on, of course, VH1. Ryan, we get to see you, and I want to talk about the challenges. You manage a passionate group, an ambitious group of friends. Talk about the challenges of doing that. You've got your hands folded in trying to manage this, don't you?
Yeah, man. Trying to manage friends in a business is, you know, by experience, I got to say, one of the worst things, the worst decisions to make. But I've had to learn through that because even with those friends, I've had to learn where you're going to lose respect, you're going to lose dedication, and sometimes loyalty. And these are things that you have to establish in business. So when you see it going away or if you didn't lay down a good foundation for it, you know what I mean, you have to go back to the drawing board and rework how you want that business to run. And everybody's not going to be with you continuing to do that as a friend. And that's just how business is and everything that you do. And a friend business is not run on friendship, and it can't be based off of friendship. I had to learn that the hard way. And then trying to manage friends, like I said, it'll allow for friendships to end and allow for people to separate. But, I mean, that's business.
One of the key words as we're watching Black Ink Crew Chicago on VH1 is relationships that we've talked about. Charmaine, talk about your relationship, and I know ups and downs, your relationship with Ryan. Talk about where you are in dealing with Ryan right now.
Well, he's totally still very annoying. I'm kidding. Ryan and I have gone through our ups and downs, and it actually taught me a lot in life, and just, you know, how I handled things with Ryan in the past is not how I would handle things in the future. He didn't really just, like, forgive me and move on. He definitely, you know, I asked for forgiveness, and he definitely was kind of tough on me, and it was something that he needed to trust, you know, because you can't just keep forgiving people, and then they keep doing, like, the same thing over and over again. So Ryan and I feel like are at maybe the best place that we've ever been, because it's extremely genuine. Can it get better? Absolutely. So I'm here for it, Ryan.
I want to ask both of you, and I'll start with Ryan. You mentioned how you've grown during this period. You've been on all five seasons, I think, since October of 2015 on the series. Let's talk about that, because we've watched you grow as people, as business people, as friends. What's it been like for the two of you? And Ryan, I'll start with you. Have you learned something about yourself during this period? Has this been something for you that you've actually seen yourself evolve?
Yeah, I've seen myself evolve in way more ways than one. Like I said, me basing a business on friendship, you know, I had to see it tumble from the inside and then realize what I needed to do to be happy in business and to be successful in business. So I had to learn from all of my mistakes to grow in business. As it came to being anything personable, you know, between my relationship, being on the show, and my friendships being on the show, I had to just learn how to be, you know, completely honest with myself first, which I also wasn't doing. And it allowed for, you know, my faults to show. And in that, you know, you have to, like I said, you have to just be honest with yourself and everything first, and then you can continue to do everything else as need be. You know, I wasn't happy with how I was doing things, but as most people would do, you know, you show your good side without showing your bad side. We were in a position where our bad sides had to be shown, whether it be now or later. So I had to learn from that and then apply that to, you know, continuing my happiness first and then moving forward with everyone else's.
Charmaine, how about from your standpoint, over this period since the first season, you've become basically a brand unto yourself. So many things, as I mentioned, going on in your life. What has this trip been like for you?
It's been, I did not expect everything that's happened for me to happen. Like, I went into this TV show just thinking, like, oh, I'm doing a TV show with my friends, and I don't know what I thought it was going to be, but I mean, for it to have unfolded the way it's unfolded with myself, with WBCI, I'm on the radio, iHeartRadio, and, you know, my brand outside of that, everything that I'm working on, my aprons, cooking with Char, I have an app coming out. And I'm constantly just always thinking about what I can do next, and, like, my brain is always going. So, obviously, you know, I'm not fully fulfilled yet, but it's just a blessing, and I'm excited to see, you know, the different opportunities that continue to come forward.
Ryan, I got a couple minutes left. I'm going to talk about the end of last season, what you went through. And you said very honestly in an interview at the end of the season, you were really in a dark place mentally. Physically, obviously, you're bouncing back. If you go to the VH1 website, you'll see a tour of the new shop there, and it's just it's world class. But let's talk about mentally. How difficult has that been to bounce back from what you went through last season?
Oh, well, thank you, first and foremost. Like I said, the biggest thing I had to do was, you know, once I was able to look at myself and see myself hit rock bottom and everything from, you know, not being in the shop that I built, not having the friends that I started with, not having a relationship that, you know, was important in my life. All of these things put me in a position to, you know, look and see what is Ryan doing wrong. When I was able to honestly do that with myself, I was able to see what my faults were that I actually already knew. You know, most people will not be able to, you know, get to a level of growth because they're in denial of where they are at fault, when at that point I already knew what it was. I was just hoping that it never blew up in my face. When all of these things did, I had to go back to the drawing board and then see what was wrong with Ryan and what could be fixed about Ryan in order to move forward and never be in this position again. From that, I reworked every aspect of myself and my life to, you know, get to a newer level of business, get to a newer level of happiness, a new level of being somebody that people want to be friends with and being somebody that somebody would want to be in a relationship with. So all of these things had to be reworked by my own address.
I got about a minute left, Charmaine. I'm going back and I'm looking at some of the early promos from 2015, and it says, we watched the crew figure out life, love, and business. I'm thinking, okay, I wouldn't mind doing that myself either. How are you coming and figuring out life, love, and business? You got one out of two, one out of three, two out of three, three out of three?
So I have three out of three right now.
All right.
Yeah, I got three out of three. I'm very fulfilled in life right now. Right, Ryan's single, so he's two for three. But I do have a man, so definitely tune in to Black & Crew Chicago every Tuesday on VH1 at 8/7 Central so you guys can see how my relationship with my man evolved this season. It's definitely very exciting. Yeah, I got life, love, and whatever the other one was.
Business. And we'll throw that one in there, too. You've got all of these businesses going. And by the way, full episodes are currently available on VH1.com and the VH1 app for fans to catch up on the relevant storylines of the upcoming season. With us on the program, Ryan Henry, Charmaine Walker, stars of the VH1 hit series Black & Crew Chicago, Tuesdays 8 Eastern Pacific on VH1. Ryan, Charmaine, thank you for being with us on the program.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.